The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Ross Briley, Dale Gibson and Mark Slater in the studio. It's Goodwood, Haydock and Yarmouth on Friday afternoon, Musselburgh, Pontefract and Toaster in the evening, so plenty of racing to look forward to, 6 meetings in total. And my name is Mark Walton. Joining me in the studio to look ahead to the action is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. Yeah, absolutely tickety-boo. And looking forward to some good action, not only on Friday, but over the weekend in France and Ireland.
Yes, we've got plenty to look forward to. There's Guinness Day in Ireland, and we've also got the good race in France as well. So we'll have a little bit of a look ahead to those races before we move on to Friday stuff. And Pimmy's going to look at 3 races at Goodwood for us there. But starting with the race in France, what a race this could be. Olympic Glory, who won the Lockinge last weekend, bidding to follow up with a Group 1 a week later, taking on Cirrus de Zeig.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good matchup, isn't it?
Fantastic race in prospect, that is for sure. Mouthwatering, to say the least. Olympic Glory, very, very impressive the way he won at Newbury last time in the Lockinge. He's obviously a very, very capable and powerful colt. And again, Dettori getting back into the big stage with that first Group 1 win for a couple of years last week. It'll be a fascinating race, but I just think that the French horse, Cirrus de Angel, how do you say that in French?
Cirrus de Ziegler, I think.
Is that the one, is
I
it?
Think
yeah.
So, yeah.
I think the market shows that he's going to be favourite, and I think, to be fair, on what we've seen, that's justifiable. He beat Trev, didn't he, last time out, a very, very close finish, and I think more than likely he'll owe too many aces for the Richard Hannon colt. So I think that the French success will stay with them. The prize won't come to England, I don't think.
Okay, so Cirrus de Ziegler then to win the Prix d'Espahan, and that's a good race to look forward to on Sunday. We also have a big day of racing on Saturday in Ireland at the Curragh with the Irish 2000 Guineas, the feature race on their card. And it's the reappearance of Kingman, who was second, of course, in the English version of the 2000 Guineas. He's 8-11 to win the Irish 2000 Guineas. Do you think he'll bounce back to winning form here? John Gosden seems quite confident about his chances.
Yeah, I think he's a very, very good horse. I think, you know, the way the race panned out at Newmarket, you know, you could make a little bit of an excuse for Kingman. My theory on that was that the actual winner was with Kingman till the last half furlong, and he's drifted across to the other side of the track. Yeah. So I'm not sure whether there's an argument to be played there or not. But Kingman, yeah, very capable. Rain in Ireland overnight and this morning, certainly going to suit him. And, well, he's not a working man's price at that, but I do feel he is the best horse in the race.
Yeah, should be a good race as well if you look at the others in the race. Mustajib is the 6-1 second favourite. Walkerman 7-1, 8-1 for Shifting Power, 16-1 for Big Time and Great White Eagle, and Obliterator, and then 20-1 or bigger price as the rest.
I think when you said that market there, Mark, you might actually be better off looking for a bit of each way value.
Yeah.
If your second favourite is 6-1, well, you've value there already, haven't you?
Yeah.
So if you don't want to take a shorty, there's certainly some value to be had each way for a place there.
Okay. If you don't take the prices into consideration, Pimmy, do you expect Kingman to win this, though?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
In fact, I think both favourites in the big races look good.
Okay.
Look good. So I would be, rather than maybe backing them individually, I'd more than like that.
Stick
couple
them
up.
Yeah. Okay, good stuff. Well, that's just about does it for the news for today. We'll move on to Friday's action, and Pimmy's picked out 3 races for us at Goodwood, and we're going to get his thoughts and selections on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Friday's racing. We've got a good card to look forward to at Goodwood. Pimmy's picked out 3 races, and the first of them is the 250, which is the reheat and handicap, which is a class 4 handicap over 7 furlongs. And at the moment, 9 of them in the lineup, so we could have a nice each-way shape on the race. Which ones have made the shortlist, Pimmy?
Yeah, well, as you say, 9 runners all good for a bit of each-way purposes. I think more than likely Red Refraction's going to be your favourite, Richard Hannon and Richard Hughes. This fella's been running in some very competitive races than this. Last time we saw him at Ascot, he ran really well in defeat. And again, I think any reproduction of his last couple of runs, and he is definitely the one they've all got to beat. You'd slightly be concerned that he has got beaten the last twice and not managed to get his head in front, but I think this appears to be a little bit of an easier grade for him, and I definitely see him starting favourite and a worthy favourite indeed. Of the others, I thought if there was something that was interesting and that you wanted to take an each-way price about, it could well be number 7, Take a Note. David Probert and Peter Chamins teaming up there, and Take a Note, well, he was a bit keen last time out, made the running and then got headed. If he can settle a little bit better, I think he's definitely one for the each-way slant here. But I think at a double-figure price, he could run well. He won well prior to that run at Brighton last time out. I think he could be interesting as a bit of value in it.
OK, so Take a Note could be a bit of each-way value, taking on the favourite Red Refraction in that race. Moving on to the second race we're going to look at. This is the 4 o'clock at Goodwood, and this is the Cocked Hat Stakes, which is a listed race over a mile and 3 furlongs. And where do you want to start here, Pimmy?
Well, you've got 6 runners going to post. If you were working on this on official ratings, Barley Mo's the real interesting one from the Han and Hughes combination again. He won last time out at Newmarket, that was over a mile and 2. It's just a 1 furlong further tomorrow afternoon. Just managed to hold on last time out by a neck. He was a 14 to 1 shot as well there, so he's possibly overachieved, if you like. But it was certainly a gutsy performance, and he got an official rating of 109, so he would hold sway if it came to official ratings. You've got Marzocco from the John Gosden yard. Ryan Moore takes the mount here on Marzocco, and he was 2nd last time out at Epsom behind Our Channel, but that was a good run, and certainly you'd think he could run a big race again tomorrow. Observational's interesting, Roger Charlton, James Doyle teaming up there. I mean, this fellow was in a very good race last time out when he just got beaten ahead by Sudden Wonder at Newmarket, so that was an interesting race indeed, and looks like there could be a bit more to come from this fella. And certainly the mile and 3 would suit him. Postpone's been in good form of late for Luca Camani and Andrea Atzini. That might be right.
Yeah.
I can't pronounce his second name, but I did have a guy come up to me the other day, and this is a true story, and said, "Who's this Andrea Atzini? She's riding a lot of winners."
Yeah.
I thought, well, she is actually, but she ain't got a ponytail. So I knew it wasn't a girl, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, he's flying along as the young lad, and Postponed is interesting, that is for sure. But he was behind Barley Mo last time out, but gets a £3 pull this time. Mm. Might just bring them that little bit closer together. Signposted is from the very much informed yard of Andrew Balding. He's a little bit defined on official ratings as to his Snow Trouble, who has got the pieces and the tongue tie on board, and again on official ratings has quite a bit to find. So I'm going to take a chance with Barley Mo to continue his progression, and hopefully his confidence was buoyed by that success last time out.
Okay, Barley Mo then to win the Cocked Hat Stakes, and on to the 4:35 next. This is a Class 2 handicap over 6 furlongs with 18 of them in the lineup. A very
I think
exciting
we've now got 17, Mark.
Is it 17? We've got another
15. Mutamia is an absentee.
But yeah, that's correct. Yeah,
but again, we've still got 17. We've still got first 4. So again, we can look for value. And I'll just think Seeking Magic could be interesting despite the burden of top weight. He ran really well last time out, not beaten overly far. It looks like he hasn't run great, finishing 9th of 21, but he's only beaten 4.5 lengths. I thought that was a good run on his debut, and Ryan takes a valuable £5 off his back tomorrow afternoon. Ashpan San flying at the death at York last week when he was favourite, well supported, suited by a step up to 6 furlongs today. That should certainly suit him, but I would imagine he could well be one of the favourites and might not be value for money unless you were getting a little bit of each way prices at 5-1, 6-1. I thought Watchable was interesting. He bolted up last time out for the David O'Meara yard. Danny Tudup aboard that one tomorrow afternoon. And again, I thought if we were looking for another little bit of one, not so sure how well this yard's going at the moment, that of Johnny Portman's, but Joe Pocket's disappointed last time out, but prior to that been very tough and consistent. That could run a big race at a big price. But if I was going to take 2 against the field, I'm going to take Seeking Magic and Joe Pocket, both a bit of value each way.
Okay. Johnny Portman's Yard have had 50 runners this season and two winners.
Yeah. So be quiet. Not flying.
No, but they had a winner 10 days ago.
Right, okay.
So maybe. I don't know, cajoling at Windsor.
Well, listen, fella, I know what it's like to be on that cold list.
Yeah.
But we're off it now. We got a winner at the weekend.
Yeah.
It's like a burden. Like a bag of potatoes off one's back.
Right.
Off the chilly list. My good pal Tinky Winky followed suit the next day on the Monday with a winner. He hadn't had a winner since September.
Yeah.
So it just shows it comes to those who wait.
Yeah, there's an advert about that one time. What are your selection? What did you go for in the 435?
In the 435, I'm taking it each way, big prices, Seeking Magic and also Joe Packett.
Right. OK, let's have a quick summary, though, Pimmy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through your thoughts in all three races for Friday.
Yeah, in that 7 furlong handicap at 10 to 3, I'm going to take a chance each way with number 7, Take a Note. In the listed race at 4 o'clock, I'm going to go with the Hannon Hughes combination in the shape of Barley Mow. And in the very competitive 17-runner handicap over 6 furlongs, each way, Seeking Magic and Joe Packett.
OK, good stuff. Thank you very much, Pimmy. Enjoy it on Friday.
Will indeed.
So there you go, the thoughts of Chris Pimlott on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Ross Briley, Dale Gibson and Mark Slater in the studio. It's Goodwood, Haydock and Yarmouth on Friday afternoon, Musselburgh, Pontefract and Toaster in the evening. So plenty of racing to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.